You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's been all this talk about tariffs and what that's going to mean for your pocketbook. Joining us, it's Patrick DeHaan. He's from Gas Buddy, head of petroleum analysis. Gas is the one thing that we've seen the prices stabilize over the last year or two. And is that all going to change?
Yeah, you know, it's been a long journey ever since record-setting prices in 2022. As the economy reopened, Americans wanted to drive everywhere after being locked down. And then Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused oil panic, oil prices spiking. And ever since that, things have cooled off a bit. Russia's invasion of Ukraine now in its third year, but the flow of oil has continued from Russia, and that's allowed things to cool off. In addition, the U.S. economy has cooled off after a lot of consumers got out and traveled in 2022 and 2023, and that's brought gas prices is back down to normal levels. And I think that's what we'll see a lot more of this year as well. In fact, we put out our forecast at the start of January. The average price last year, $3.33 a gallon. We're expecting a modest improvement to $3.22 this year. So slightly lower prices. And I think that's a win in most everyone's books.
Yes. So wait a minute, Patrick. I mean, we've been hearing doomsday, right? I mean, oh my gosh, there's breaking news reports. The red line on the bottom of my news screen. Are you telling me, as the associate governor of Canada, that this is not a real thing that we have to deal with?
Well, you know, there have been a lot of headlines. There's a lot of noise to make heads or tails of. But I think what we're looking at, and already Trump's commerce secretary has suggested that, you know, the tariffs might not be so long lasting. Actually, one of the bigger headlines that I think most probably missed was just a couple of days ago. OPEC Plus, that is the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries plus Russia, actually decided in April that they're going to start restoring oil production that they cut back in July of 2023. It's been a long couple of years, but that's going to add more oil to the market. And we all know more supply generally means lower prices.
Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy with us.
Patrick, I have a dumb question, and I apologize in advance for having to ask it, but it was definitely something that crossed my mind yesterday. My husband said I have to stop putting the cheap gas in one of our cars, and I have to put the one in the middle. Now, the cheap gas, which I normally always get, was $2.97 a gallon at the gas station, which I thought was fair. I thought that was great, right?
You were prepared to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah.
But the middle one was more than a dollar more. It was like $4.03. Why is there such a big difference when you go from the quote-unquote cheap gas to the next levels?
Boy, that's wild. My interest is peaked. I think I'm a little bit more curious, and we'll get to the answer. If you drive a Dodge, generally, that's the only vehicle that requires mid-grade, but the big difference in those numbers you see at the pump when you push the button is the octane rating. Some cars run more efficiently and have more power when you add in octane. Now, the octane has to be required in your car. Otherwise, the engine's essentially not programmed to be able to utilize the higher octane. Octane, basically, you can force more pressure, more air into your engine and your car. Well, catastrophic things won't happen. Let's just say that. So octane is a way to get more, slightly more efficiency and slightly more power for cars that are designed to run on it. And right now, well, the last couple of years, really, the price of octane has been going up because the market's flooded with cheap, low-level hydrocarbons, and producing higher octane has gotten more expensive, a component called alkylate. And there's a lot more vehicles that have been requiring higher octane, if you've noticed, in the last probably 5 or 10 years because of CAFE standards. So basically, more demand for higher octane has pushed the price of octane higher.
Mm. Huh. Okay. Well, I'll just make sure that I keep riding around in a Mazda that's not asking me for that. You know? And if it is, I will ignore it. I promise you that.
Patrick DeHaan from Gas Buddy, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.